We're going to take a moment now to update you on an unexpected development out of Colombia, where voters have been going to the polls today to decide whether to approve a recent peace deal hashed out between the Colombian government and a rebel group known as FARC that would end more than 50 years of conflict. In a razor-thin vote, Colombians voted to oppose the peace agreement. Reporter John Otis is with us now from Bogota, and I need to apologize in advance for the quality of the phone line. The weather is very heavy there, and it is affecting the quality of our telephone line. Hi, John. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much.
So you've been watching the election all day. When did it become clear that the agreement was in trouble?
Well, almost immediately when the votes started coming in, it was very tight and it remained very tight. But with the no vote slowly moving its way up, and in the end, the no vote topped the yes vote by less than 1 percentage point. And that just shows how polarized this country is over this peace agreement. What happened is that many, many Colombians were angry about provisions in this peace accord that would have allowed the guerrillas accused of war crimes such as kidnappings, and they would have been able to get out of going to prison. There wasn't much punishment for the rebels, and that really struck people the wrong way.
As I understand it, though, the opinion polls going into the vote had predicted that the yes side would win overwhelmingly. Do we have any sense of what happened? Some are suggesting that the heavy rainfall caused by Hurricane Matthew was a factor there, that there are areas where the vote was low just because heavy rainfall made it difficult for people to vote. What are you hearing?
That very much may have been part of the story here. Heavy rains, probably caused by the hurricane, hit the northern Caribbean coast of Colombia. That area was supposedly going to vote heavily in favor of the peace accord. That didn't happen. Another problem is that it's hard to get people to turn out to vote for referendums and plebiscites. It's much easier during presidential elections. People get all worked up for that. But for a plebiscite, it's hard to motivate voters, even though this is, you know, a historic vote. It was to try to end this war that's been going on since the 1960s. So it really is a big, big shock that this went down to defeat.
What happens now? I think many people will recall that President Juan Manuel Santos had already signed the agreement before an audience that even included the UN Secretary General. What happens now?
Well, President Santos just came out on national television, and he's declared that a ceasefire, a bilateral ceasefire that's been ongoing for most of this year between the FARC guerrillas and the Colombian army, will continue. He says he's going to continue working for peace. He's sending his negotiators to Havana, Cuba, on Monday to speak with the FARC leaders. And he said he's going to meet with the people who promoted the no vote to try to come to sort of some kind of political accommodation. But he hasn't been very clear on what that's going to be or what the path forward is.
And finally, we only have half a minute here left, John. Have we heard from the FARC group? Have we heard from the rebel side about their reaction to the vote?
FARC leader Timo Leon Jimenez has come out also with a very vague statement, basically saying, you know, we too are willing to keep working towards peace. It seems that neither the government nor the FARC rebels want to go back to war. They want to see if there's some way out of this mess and to keep peace going in Colombia.
Thank you. That's reporter John Otis in Bogota. John, thank you.
Thanks much.